Now we are moving on to Bolton Wanderers, owned by Daniel Morris, who is going to give us a bit of a lowdown about what's going on at the moment and the current situation, Daniel, because from the outside, it looks like, well, it feels like it's been sort of precarious for a while at Bolton, really.
Got here, mate. How long have we got? This is going to take a while. Strap yourself in. Okay, let me give you a brief history. So everything sort of started to hit the fan, if you will, 2016, when Eddie Davis, who funded our trip through Europe and our wonderful, glorious Premier League years and our JJ Okocha years and our Nicolas Anelka years and our Campo years, decided to pull the plug, and he said enough. To Ken Anderson, who is the current owner, in doing so, decided to write off about £170 million worth of debt, although Anderson, in buying the club, had to take out a loan in order to cover off some about £5 million worth of other debt that needed to go with buying the club. So we avoided administration by the skin of our teeth in that situation. From then, we've basically lurched crisis from financial issue to financial issue, from bizarre moment to bizarre moment. It's become clear over that period that Ken Anderson doesn't have the wherewithal, either financially or indeed in terms of his people,
right,
to run the football club. This all sort of came to a head again in 2017, when we were on the brink of administration, when Blue Marble called in that £5 million loan. And in that situation, Eddie Davis stepped in yet again and provided a £5 million loan to Anderson in order to cover that debt to stop the club plunging into administration. So that was avoided. Most recently, our most recent winding up order, the 6 or 7, potentially 8 winding up orders issued against the company over Anderson's time in charge, has fallen again last Wednesday when we were in the High Court, HMRC, seeking £1 million that they've been owed. Over the course of the last of this season alone, the players have been paid late 2 or 3 times. Yeah. As it stands, where we are right now on the 8th of April, they still haven't been paid for their wages from March. If we get to the end of today, that means that there will be a 2-transfer window embargo placed on Bolton Wanderers, who already have 3 transfer embargo windows over the last couple of years. So you can imagine what impact that's had